Good strong back and willing mind.
Okay. Now you said a lawnmower. Do you have like? There are different kinds of lawnmowers. You know that. Mm-hmm. Now there's a type that you can ride on.
How about
you
call that's the larger spaces.
Yeah. That's riding.
That's the riding. Oh, it's just a riding mower. Seated mower.
Okay. How about the older type where it doesn't have a motor at all, you just pushed it in, what'd you call it?
How about the
hand mower?
Okay, how about when they came along with the engine, what'd you call them after that?
Motorized.
A motorized mower?
Mm-hmm.
You call it? How about, now if you're going to work out a garden, lay out a garden, what do you, now, sometimes now you have motorized, they look like lawnmowers, they got these teeth.
Yeah, diggers.
Yeah, what do you
call it?
Cultivators. Okay. And if you had a small garden, a flower garden in front of your house or something like that, you wanted to dig around the roots of some of your plants, you might use a little implement about that long. It has a blade like a spade. You know what you call those?
The hand. A hand shovel or a little hand rake or a hand shovel. You can get all kinds of things like that with a handle on it that
okay.
way.
What about the
use, but it's a hand shovel or a hand digger, which has fingers.
No, the hand digger has the fingers?
Yeah, the little cultivator. It's a real cultivator. And then you have some that are real sharp that you dig deep.
Okay. Now if you had leaves in your yard, what would you use to get,
rake.
Okay. And what about the type of, are there more than one kind of rake?
We have a steel rake and a bamboo rake.
What's the bamboo rake like?
Well, it's made of bamboo and it's wider and it has curved,
tips
and it breaks in the leaves and holds them until it gets you. And it's also a little lighter weight than that.
And the steel rake you use for what?
Well, for trash or anything with a hard substance. I mean, that needs a hard substance to put.
For leveling the ground.
But you can't use them over grass.
Now, the steel rake, is that the time that's the shape like a T?
Mm-hmm.
And the bamboo rake shaped like what?
Well, it has the handle and it's shaped that way, except that it has a rounding. The bamboo is curved over so that it catches the leaves and all and holds it in that little.
Is it fan shaped?
Mm-hmm.
It's fan shaped. Okay. If you had a hedge, what would you use to keep it in shape?
Clippers.
What would you call it if they were electric?
Electric clippers.
Okay. And if one of your trees fell over and you had to have somebody come in and cut it up. And he brought in a handheld motorized.
All right,
what might you call that?
Crosscut.
But what if it was a gasoline powered one? What'd you call
it'd
that?
Still be a saw.
It'd be a crosscut saw.
Saw. It's probably into whether it'd be
hand saw. It's not a hand saw.
Electric or motorized.
Gas. Some of them have to run by gas.
Okay. You ever seen them? That operated with a chain?
I know.
That's a
cross-cut saw. Okay. Let me see. This is questions about meats and things that you might have bought in the
store. You might get something
we know
about.
Maybe. Yeah, well, this again.
You don't know too much about the yard.
Will you name some of, or describe as many of the kinds of meat that you can get from cattle? You know, you can buy out in the store that you can.
Do you need roast or steaks?
All of them. Just as many different types of meat that you can get from cattle as you can. And what do you describe?
Well, you can get the tongue and the steaks and the roasts and the stews.